Well, I thought the scariest part of The Shining was the font.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Round two.
Come in, Lord Couch Potato. Yes.
Some film lingo you guys may or may not be aware of. This is sort of at the specialist end of film knowledge, but that's what's called a cliffhanger.
Okay, I thought it was an outtake.
Is it a fucker? Anyway, hey, we're back, and aren't we all feeling a little bit better?
I'm still feeling with my hands, weirdly enough. But yeah, no, it's good news there. Everyone can get back to constructing these things that we love to buy and live with. Hey.
Exactly. Now, unfortunately, we won't be able to be maybe partying to quite the same extent this weekend as we would have hoped. But nevertheless, we've got plenty of good stuff to watch. And I think all those things that you might have meant to get around to watching over the last couple of days but didn't, like, I was a bit like that. I didn't watch anything yesterday. I had all these plans but just played stupid video games.
What ones? What stupid video games?
I was playing some some Call of Duty. It's not a video game segment. But what I can...
Whoa, touchy. Okay.
What I can strongly endorse is the Britney Spears documentary, Framing Britney Spears, which I'm sure many of you have already watched this in the last few days. But if you haven't, this is the New York Times documentary, which aired in the US 2 weeks ago and arrived here. I mean, did they know something? Who can say? But it arrived here for streaming on Monday, just in time to give you something else to focus on.
Trying to be the new Tiger King.
In a way. Have either of you guys caught this yet?
No, but I've caught
it via, like, everything.
I've seen lots of people posting on news outlets and that sort of thing, saying how heavy it is.
Yes, it is pretty heavy, but it's also a good watch. Like, there's a nostalgic quality to it, but very much the focus is on... you know, the factors that led to Britney Spears being placed under the strange conservatorship arrangement where she has no legal rights over herself. Mm. And what that actually means to her day to day. So, really interesting film, but definitely leaves you a bit shaken. I recommend watching it, preferably with a couple of other people if you can, because it definitely has a few moments where you just want to turn to someone and go, what? Or what the something.
Mm. That's on three now?
That's on three now, yep. So you can get that on the... Head over to three now and stream it there for free. If you feel like spending money, I endorse a film called Psycho Gorman, which played a couple of sessions here late last year. And that's now come to digital rental services as of today. And if you want something that kind of mixes... gore, comedy, and the suburban set Masters of the Universe movie.
Mm-hmm.
This is the film for you. So if you want to see an intergalactic monster ripping on the drums, it's also in there too.
Hmm.
So yeah, I think if you want something out of the ordinary, I can't recommend Psycho Gorman enough.
Excellent.
Couple of things from different ends of the spectrum there, perhaps.
Okay. Anything else, Steve?
Those are the main things on my radar right now. I was meaning to get around to watching the new Adam Curtis documentary series this week. But on the one hand, I couldn't find where it was legally playing here. So everyone that's talking about it, I don't know what you guys are up to.
What's the documentary called?
It's called Can't Get You Out of My Head. Adam Curtis is a documentary maker. If you're not familiar with his work, it's predominantly, it's all archive footage, narrated. He explores really interesting intersections between culture, propaganda, and power. Basically, it's pretty buzzy, it's pretty heavy, and I can't wait to watch 7 hours of it.
Okay.
But,
sounds good.
Got to find a place to watch it legally first, of course.
Okay. Do you think it'll get a New Zealand release?
I'm not sure that anyone's going to see huge commercial potential on this, but
okay.
I believe the first episode may be available on Kylie Minogue's YouTube channel. Not a joke.
Random. It's kind of weird how sometimes we just don't get something and then we just our hand is forced at that point, isn't it?
Forced to miss out and write our own fanfic of what it could be. That's what you meant, eh?
Not at all. No, I'm not into bullshit. No. That's
okay.
I think
I tried. I tried, everybody.
You can stay up there on your big high horse, but let's be honest.
Right, you are. Okay. Well, thus concludes part two of Flicks and That, and fingers crossed we can do this in one gargantuan edition next week.
Rad.
No, Steve, is it worth watching Question Time with the Prime Minister, or should we not watch that? Because we've kind of got the information we need now. How do they make that entertaining all the way to the end, you know?
Question Time with the Prime Minister, well, it's an interesting one. It's not designed for an audience. So my feelings around that are everyone that was getting upset with some prominent New Zealand journalists, particularly during last year's COVID-a-thon, it's like, well, it's not for you. We're just watching people do their job.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird
maybe
one.
We should just let them. Maybe we should let them do their job and not criticise them for doing their job.
Okay.
Cool.
Steve,
I just reviewed the population of New Zealand.
Cheers, mate. We'll maybe catch you in person next week.
With any luck. See you then.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.